Human Rights Watch says Saudi Arabia has used U.S.-made cluster munitions in its war against Yemen, despite evidence of mounting civilian casualties. The rights group also called on the U.S. to stop producing and selling the internationally banned weapons in compliance with international law. Iraqi troops backed by popular forces have liberated some villages around the eastern Fallujah from Daesh terrorists. The operation to liberate Fallujah started on Monday. Daesh terrorists have used car bombs and improvised explosive devices to hinder the progress of the Iraqi forces. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has warned about the consequences of the ongoing political crisis in the country, urging Iraqis to prioritize the battle against the Daesh terrorist group. Abadi's comments come as the political crisis has further deepened in Iraq since demonstrators stormed the parliament on Saturday. Partial results from Britain's regional and local elections show the opposition Labour has maintained control of key councils despite its overall defeat. Labour has lost control of 28 seats, but its share is up in key wards in southern England as the Conservatives are losing in areas like Southampton and Norwich. Greeks have begun a 48-hour nationwide walkout to protest the government's proposed tax and pension reforms. Athens hopes the reforms will help it qualify for a multi-billion euro bailout from international lenders. The parliament is yet to approve the reforms. The proposed legislation will raise social security contributions and increase income tax for high-income earners. Now, Israeli forces have carried out new airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. It's the fourth time Israel attacks the impoverished enclave since Wednesday. Israeli tanks also fired shells into the territory. Earlier, Palestinian resistance fighters returned fire with mortar shells following the Israeli attacks.